This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Senator and author J.D. Vance is expected to use his address on Wednesday at the Republican National Convention to share his story and make the case it's the Republican Party's ticket that best understands the challenges facing many Americans. It's Vance's first big convention speech since Donald Trump picked the 39-year-old as his running mate earlier this week. U.S. President Joe Biden tested positive on Wednesday for COVID-19 while traveling in Las Vegas and is experiencing mild symptoms from the infection, according to the White House. Calls for Biden to step aside as the Democratic candidate in the 2024 U.S. presidential election continue to grow from within his own party. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
On Wednesday, U.S. Representative Adam Schiff of California became the 20th congressional Democrat to suggest Biden end his reelection bid against Republican challenger Donald Trump. That's according to the Los Angeles Times, which quoted Schiff saying, "A second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy, and I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Donald Trump in November." Democratic concern about the 81-year-old incumbent's ability to beat Trump surged after Biden's halting debate performance on June 27th. But Biden has so far stood firm.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Thousands of job reform protesters in Bangladesh clashed with police on Wednesday, a day after violent clashes left 6 people dead and scores injured. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students protesting against the public sector job quotas, which include a 30% reservation for family members of fighters from the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. This is VOA News. Paul Kagame's win in Rwanda's presidential election this week was widely expected, although critics say the vote was neither free nor fair. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Mariam Ajalo files this report from Rwanda's capital, Kigali.
Kagame won over 99% of the vote, according to preliminary results announced on Monday. Earlier this year, like many analysts, Strathmore University lecturer Edgar Githua predicted the 66-year-old Kagame would win big, but had no doubt the size of the victory would be greatly exaggerated.
If you have a vote where 98% of the population vote for one candidate, that is a red flag. Nobody is that popular in this world.
Kagame acknowledged that some people found his margin of victory this year suspicious. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.
An Israeli delegation arrived in Egypt on Wednesday to continue ceasefire talks as Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas consider the latest proposal, three Egyptian airport officials said. International mediators continue to push Israel and Hamas toward a phase deal that would halt the fighting and free about 120 hostages held by the militant group in Gaza. Talks between the sides were rattled over the weekend when Israel said it targeted Hamas's military commander in a massive strike. The Balkans, along with much of Europe, continued to swelter in a prolonged heat wave on Wednesday, triggering forest fires and drying up a Serbian lake for the first time. As a meteorologist warned, such heat waves could become more regular. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Rosanda Salt Lake in northern Serbia has dried up for the first time as the Balkans and much of Europe continue to swelter in a prolonged heat wave this week. A 72-year-old resident told Reuters the area was once a marshland, but now there is no marsh. On Wednesday, Serbia's Public Health Institute declared dangerous conditions in 10 municipalities. Elsewhere in the Balkans, North Macedonia and Albania were battling with forest fires, and Croatia saw the highest ever temperatures in the Adriatic Sea. Searing temperatures have also impacted countries like Greece, France, Spain, Poland, and Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on Wednesday showed no sign he will voluntarily resign from the Senate following his conviction a day earlier on bribery charges. That leaves Democratic senators contemplating how to launch an expulsion effort to force him from office. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.